I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. We are the Junkies coming to you live from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on TV on NBC Sports Washington, and we are presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. It's Cakes, Fish, EB, and JP. That's the foursome on an open line Thursday. You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. Talk about whatever you want. We spent some time, a lot of time this morning, talking about the Wizards. They dealt Otto Porter yesterday, right before their blowout loss to the Milwaukee Bucks. Traded him for Bobby Portis and Jabari Parker. Two guys who may be rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And then they unloaded Markieff Morris. And at least to me, it was middle of the night. So as of, I don't know, I went to bed around 10:30. It hadn't happened.
Right.
So it happened late last night. Trade deadline is today. Is it 5 p.m.?
3 o'clock, I believe.
3 p.m.?
I believe it's
3 p.m. So we're wondering if Bradley Beal will be dealt. And I want to hear from you. Do you like what the Wizards are doing right now? 800-636-1067. Certainly chime in on that.
Why is Valdez shaking his head? Are you shaking his head because of when the Markieff Morris deal went down?
No, I was thinking to myself.
Oh,
what were you thinking to yourself?
You're pondering something?
Yeah, I thought he was talking about the Otto when he was talking about Markieff.
Okay.
Because Otto was dealt before.
Looking
the game
for something to nitpick on.
Just ignore me.
Yeah, okay. I usually do.
So bottom line is two guys who were starters for this team have been traded away. Of course, this is on the heels of John Wall being out for another year, recovering from his heel surgery and then rupturing his Achilles.
Right.
So the Wizards,
we all agree,
are
right?
Unloading.
That's what triggered all this.
Sure, a couple weeks ago, didn't Ted say, I'm not trading any of my big three?
Like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
6 days ago.
Of course, it was a catalyst.
This is what triggered
There's still a possibility he was just saying that.
Right, it's just being diplomatic.
He may still have
wanted
to trade.
And he could have gotten blown away, but to me, I would put all my money down that this was an obvious moment where they had to reevaluate, and they did.
And I agree with Jason that I think what Ernie did in this last 24-hour period, good moves. The problem is he created the mess.
Right.
He should have never given Otto that money.
Right.
At the time, I remember us discussing it. Some people were for giving Otto the max. Some people were against it. My thought was they had Jason's favorite guy, Bobo Draino.
Bobo.
And they could have just gone with Bobo Draino, cheaper version of Otto. And to me, he's actually better.
I don't understand why you keep letting the person who has let the franchise fall into disrepair keep building the roster. It doesn't make any sense going forward.
And that's why I think if they're actually going to blow it up. So it's still to be determined. Was this just a move to get some flexibility and still try to grasp? Or is this the beginning of a total rebuild?
Right. Is it a rebuild or is it a tweak?
If it's just a tweak, Ernie's going to stick around. If it's a total rebuild, I think Ted will give someone else a chance.
I don't think you'll know if it's a total rebuild this year. Because I don't think they're going to deal Bill.
You'll know if they dealt Beal, it's a total rebuild.
True. I don't think they're going to deal Beal. So
I don't think they are either.
I said deal Beal.
Yes, yeah, but here's
but so I don't think so. So I think they're still grasping.
No, but here's how you would know. If they complete this trade for Mike Conley and Marc Gasol, which they were rumored to be in the
mix
with yesterday.
The way I look at it is if you have Ariza, Bradley, Portis, you know, Parker, and Sato starting, whoever that may be. That's the same as what you had before.
I don't know why on earth.
And if you have Jeff Green coming off the bench.
I understand, but what if they pull off the deal for Conley and Gasol?
I don't believe that's
going to happen. Why would they do that?
Multiple people reported yesterday they were talking
to
him.
Could they even do that?
That was yesterday.
Conley's a Supermax guy. Can they have another Supermax guy?
Would be the
pretty
wackiest
sure he's Supermax.
Move ever.
I think his number's like $27 million, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he makes 27 and then maybe 30 next year. I mean, pretty close.
Consultant Cakes is not interested in that deal.
He might be an older Supermax.
But who are you trading to Memphis for Gasol and Conley?
I have no idea. But what it leads me to believe is they don't even know what they're doing. They're Jekyll and Hyde, AWOD.
I don't know.
because part of them is talking to them about adding Conley, and then the next moment they're dumping Otto.
I mean,
who knows what they're doing?
If they acquire Conley and Gasol, that might be the tipping point for me to stop rooting for the team. I would just throw my hands up and say, "What is the plan? What are you doing? You're going to acquire two aging vets that are making massive money, and I know that Gasol only has 1 year left of the deal." But I think Conley has at least 2 years left, two. Maybe three.
Conley's not available. He's a free agent in 2021.
He's set in a 5-year, $152.6 million contract.
Well, props to him for getting that
with
money.
With the option to make up to $34 million in 2020.
All right, so he's 30 this year, 32, and then what'd you say, 34?
I don't think that
they're not trading for Conley.
I'm just saying multiple outlets reported that yesterday. So you don't know, are they purging or are they still trying to make some extra moves?
I could see that being a chip to then move somebody else.
Okay.
You know,
that's sophisticated?
There was a 3-way deal. I can't follow these 3-way deals and 4-way deals. Like the Rockets made some sort of deal where they got Iman Shumpert and two other teams were involved. I can't keep track of how those type of moves get made. But clearly they wanted to get under the luxury tax, which the Wizards did. So if you want to chime in on the Wizards, you can on Bryce Harper. We have an interesting study here from Groupon.
Right.
Okay. Groupon did the study. And
I was
kind of
heavy into Groupon for a while, and then it just faded.
Valentine's Day is coming up in a week.
Yes.
Right? We recommend ProFlowers.
Of course we do.
Use the code JUNKIES, upper right-hand corner, mm-hmm. ProFlowers.com. 60% of people give their partner, so our wives,
yes,
an F when it comes to bringing them romance on Valentine's Day.
Well, hold on.
Straight up F.
Are you evaluating like the romance, or are you evaluating the buns?
Well,
are you
buns
saying,
can be part of
are
romance.
Are you giving him an F for the buns?
Maybe just the plans.
No, I mean, it's just
if you have any plans. Girls care about the lead up.
It's however you describe it. But
yeah, I mean, do they get flowers? Do they get a nice dinner? They get a spa treatment?
70% of people say getting a Valentine's Day gift is still very important to them. Mm. So I'm sure a lot of men just sleep on giving gifts, married for a long time.
I can't remember the last time I got my wife like a serious Valentine's Day.
Right, so when you put it all together.
I give a small gift, but no crazy outrageous jewelry or anything like
that. When you put it all together, 60% give their partner an F.
Yeah, I probably would get an F.
You don't do anything special?
But by the way, I would give her
card?
I would give her an F right back.
Right. Okay.
Dueling Fs.
Yeah. I don't want anything for
so
Valentine's
I think
Day.
It's okay if both get Fs.
Do you, JP, do you want something for Valentine's Day?
No.
Yes.
Right.
No,
exactly.
But for Valentine's Day, I'll probably it'll probably be this weekend. Because I know next weekend.
I want a new Caps beanie.
I'm busy.
That's what I usually
do. You have a million of those?
Yeah, I can never have enough.
I certainly don't want a gift, but we'll probably make a point of going out to dinner. Now, it might be February 9th, not February 14th, just based on we have to get babysitters and all that sort of thing. Gotta line it up with weekends.
This is, I guess, somewhat Valentine's Day related, buns related. I couldn't believe what was on top of the fridge last night at MGM National Harbor in my room. You know, right. Like you've got your mini bar, of course, in your fridge. Then you have like a snack assortment. Like on top of the fridge.
Maybe some water.
KY?
Some Fiji water.
A bottle of KY?
Pretty close.
Pleasure pack?
A pleasure pack.
What's a pleasure pack? What's the pleasure pack?
Fancy hotels have pleasure packs.
I told EB that it took every last ounce of willpower for me not to go to snacks right outside the poker room and grab a big greasy slice of pizza like at 11 o'clock.
Well, I don't know why you just didn't.
So I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But then when I got back to my room, I was starving.
What's in the pleasure pack?
So I'm checking. I'm checking
all the pizza
I'm
details.
Checking for the snacks. I'm like, do I really want like $9 cashews, whatever? Yeah. And then I see like in a can, like a tin.
Yeah.
It's basically a pleasure pack. It had not one, two condoms.
All right.
Now, I didn't open it. Who knows what that
you
cost?
Perused.
Like, I perused because I was.
You know how sometimes they're electronically triggered? Yeah. So if you lift it up.
Oh, it says that. It says if you lift it for more than 60 seconds, you bought it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
So I looked at it.
So
two condoms, not one, two.
Yeah.
They're expecting you to get after it.
Right.
Okay.
Were they silly condoms?
I don't remember the
you couldn't look at
exact
the brand
description.
Well, what's the silly?
Some sort of massaging oils.
Yeah.
And then like a mini sex toy.
in
there's a sex toy in there?
Yeah.
What kind of sex toy? Can you describe it? Like
a tickler.
Something that moves?
You ever heard of tickler?
Silly.
Yeah, yeah.
That was on the
was
the
it
tin.
Literally called? Was it, are you
no,
used,
that was the,
euphemism.
The French tickler. I don't know if you can say that.
I'm not even sure I know exactly what
they
that
had
is.
To Google it. But I was just stunned that was sitting right next to like a can of Pringles. Like, it was just sitting there. Ready for purchase.
They're going above and beyond, Case.
Hey, does it look like this, Case? I'm on Google.
Dude, I didn't open the canister. I just saw the description on the outside.
I'd get much more usage out of the can of Pringles.
I would, too. It just made me chuckle that was
something
that was
available.
How about
I get much more pleasure out of it?
Well, Pringles are delicious.
Well, of course.
Can someone explain to me in a PG-13 way how you use the French tickler?
I don't know.
Drabby, I'm sure you're into that kinky stuff.
I have no idea what that is.
I mean, it looks like some sort of like fuzzy thing that you'd put on, like you see in like a SpongeBob cartoon or something.
I don't know.
You see it, Evie?
All I know is I was a little taken aback that it was right next to the Pringles can.
I mean, maybe you put it on there, silly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm guessing
that's what you do, but there's no like batteries.
I just found it funny that was an option. Right.
How much did it
night.
Say? How much?
I did,
how
I
much
didn't,
for the pleasure pack?
I was going to buy it. What am I going to do with those items?
You could have found some use for the oil.
Hey, maybe instead of being an F this Valentine's Day, you get a room over at MGM.
Yeah, it's true.
And you figure it out.
Right. And you get a cop room. Cop rooms are just the best.
Those are the
best types of rooms, EB. You know this.
It's a lot of ridges.
Right? There's a lot going on there. Who buys those things? Do people actually use those?
I don't know.
By the way, according to this survey, the surprising thing, it says more than half of the men polled admitted they expect their partner to make a maximum effort in giving them a Valentine's Day gift.
Here's what I expect. Zero effort. I expect zero effort and almost no acknowledgement.
I semi-expect like a package from Fanatics, but that's about it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Like so she does make an effort to get you something.
Yeah, and I'll get her a little something.
Yeah,
of course, like ProFlowers. ProFlowers is easy.
I've been just like doing the ProFlowers bit for 20 years.
Cakes is
that's basically the extent of it.
Do you even take it out of the ProFlowers box?
I say, here, honey.
I don't even take it out of the box.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I just gave her the box.
Do you realize?
A lot of times I just leave it on the bar.
You don't set it up in a vase?
I honestly don't even know if I would know how to do that. Do you cut
the
flowers?
Why
do you do that? Do you cut the flowers
the
like a Christmas tree? You have to cut the flowers.
You have to cut like an inch off the bottom of the stems.
I wouldn't even
cut them and they last a longer.
Did you know that's
there
the bit?
There are directions inside the box from ProFlowers.
I learned it along the way at some point in
my
life.
My wife does the bills at my house. You think I do the flowers?
Again, one of these days,
obviously,
you're gonna get caned and your wife's going to drive off with $100K worth of gift cards. Okay, so you keep doing that.
Yeah. That's a radio reference.
It is a radio insider, inside radio. Yes. I think CK is chuckling a few offices down. Yeah. I hope he is.
Because you're not talking about like what they do in Thailand.
Yeah, I was thinking about like the American when he got caned.
I'm talking K-A-N-E-D.
Right.
Yeah, you can fill in the blanks.
All right, can we take one call before the break? Let's take one call. We'll open them up real quick. I know, Valdez. I see your arm up there. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Uncle Kenny?
Yeah.
I wish I was an uncle, man. Listen, guys, I appreciate the Wizards talk this morning, and it's really taken me back. I don't know if you guys – I know you guys recall this. The cycle just continues, and I know it's been mentioned numerous hundreds of times that Ernie Grunfeld is the biggest problem. And as a diehard Wizards fan, I'm nearly dead because about 10 years ago, we went through the same exact cycle where we had given Gilbert Arenas a max contract. The next thing you know, he has microfracture surgery. And the next thing you know, we're tanking and we're dying and we draft John Wall number one. And the big three eventually broke up. We had made a couple playoff appearances, which left you entertained, kind of like what we went through with Beal and Wall and Porter. Yep. And now it's all crap in the bed. And there's no way to fix this. We have huge problems, man.
Well.
And here's the thing. So like Lurch was saying, or you guys were saying earlier, the best we can get is the eighth pick according to this tank generator. Let's say we get the number one pick. Zion Williamson, he can't turn this thing around. This thing is broken. It's broken really bad, and I just don't know where we go from here.
Zion but you know, Brad together,
it's a start.
It's a good start.
It's better than getting,
Look at Zion.
It's better than getting the best player from Stanford.
Hey, if they get lucky, EB, you never know. They can get lucky.
Did you not hear the lottery generator
bit? I can do the lottery generator again if you want.
We did it 10
Jason's
times.
Jason's favorite bit.
It's Jason's favorite.
It's actually a good bit.
It's a great bit.
Let's do it. Can we do it real quick? 10 times before we go to break.
Oh. Oh, 10 times?
All right. 10 times. Ready? Lottery generator.
Pick
10
nine.
Times. Take notes, right, Adam.
Pick four. Pick eight. Pick eight.
Right.
Pick eight. Pick nine. I think. Pick eight. Pick eight. Pick eight. Pick two.
Ooh. All right, that's 10.
Pick eight.
All right, we got 11 in. We got
number two.
I think we had 9 times 8 or worse.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
We're picking 8. We're not getting Zion.
I know.
We get Zion's sister.
That's why I told the dumb you called up and said we got a 6% chance. I said, what? That means you got a 94% chance and you're not going to get it.
Good math skills.
Coming up
right
at 940, 10 more
dummy.
Cracks at the lottery generator.
All right, if you want to chime in, open
line. Can I leave
Thursday.
Early if you do that?
800-636-1067.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on an open line Thursday. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067. Kind of a follow-up to what we were talking about, that Groupon survey about
yes.
Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This one's more specifically about buns, EB.
All right.
So the first one was more about romance and 60% giving their partners an F. Just by the way, talking about that, will you step up your game this year? Just kind of like thinking about it, your
what,
week away.
As far as those giving
gifts?
Yeah,
like maybe get a card, take her to dinner on Valentine's Day, do something a little special.
We don't have time. I don't know how you guys live. I got 3 kids and they're doing 700 different things. I don't have time to do that. Like a lone dinner? Like a date?
Well, maybe at the end of the night you light a candle in the room, EB.
That's a silly move.
She'd laugh at me.
That's so hard thing to do.
She
that.
Would laugh at me. She'd think I was like trying to say I was an arsonist or something.
Well, more specifically about buns, according to this study, and I perused this article twice, I can't quite find the source.
Mm-hmm.
58% of American couples say that they have better sex on Valentine's Day than any other day of the year. So it is your peak sexual experience of the year on Valentine's Day.
I'm calling shenanigans.
Your peak buns?
Yes.
I thought we did a story a couple weeks ago. Your best buns were on Christmas.
Well,
didn't we just do this?
No, is that most couples have sex on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Well, yeah, like a ton of couples have
doesn't
sex.
Doesn't mean it's the best sex.
Are you sure?
I did find the source. It's 2,000 people were surveyed. It's always a sex toy brand, Eden's Fantasies.
Right.
So they offer a tickler there into the sex lives of Americans. 85% of Americans in a relationship say that their sexual needs take a backseat to their partner's needs on V-Day. So we're more giving on Valentine's Day. Although 52% say they won't be having sex on Valentine's Day.
Hello. I'm in that category.
Adam, you could raise your hand too, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, at least true.
Adam, raise your
and
hand.
4 in 10, so 40%, say that making love lasts longer than regular old sex on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Silly numbing spray. Valdez had some. He told me all about it. He raves about it.
So maybe it's just people.
How could that possibly make
Valentine's
you last
Day,
longer?
People know. Are stepping up their game.
Right. I don't know.
And 26% say that there's a lit candle.
So they a lit that. Candle? All right,
so
honestly,
they light a candle.
I Who does that?
I haven't. I don't.
I'll do it. On
I've
occasion.
Done it before. It's been done.
I've recently
done it.
All right.
Cakes.
I don't know about recently, but it's been done.
JP's practically a newlywed.
Okay, newly when you were over 6 years.
Yeah, when you were younger.
That's like a newlywed.
You would never
to us.
Light a candle at age 48. Zippy chance.
Done it.
Done it. I mean, guilty.
So in this past year,
how
you've
does,
done it.
How does that?
100%. Sometimes it's off, like in the bathroom.
What
off is, in the distance.
What does lighting the candle do for you?
Yeah.
Are you trying to set the mood?
It's a nice aroma in the room. It's nice.
Do you
like
put
it.
You don't put like Luther Vandross on?
No,
it,
right? Never music.
Is that
you
music?
No, you put Iron Maiden.
Is that your choice or your wife's?
It's generally mine. I think if my wife had her druthers, whatever that means.
So if your wife walks into the room and there's a candle burning, she knows it's on.
Oh, then it's officially on.
Yeah. <I'm>,
or either that or
I need the setup.
Or I'm taking a dump. It's either or. It's one of those two things happening.
Right.
Isn't
your move, though, the old, it's going to be Baldy?
I'll say that earlier in the day. But so you will light the candle for AIM before she's even in the room?
No, it's usually right before.
Right before the real...
Yeah.
Are you naked? This is a hurting thought. Are you clothed?
Still clothed.
You're clothed. So when you light the candle, that means you're dropping them drawers.
Pretty much, yeah.
For either
it's like the bat signal I send out when I'm at MGM National Harbor to hit the lucky table.
Where's the candle?
Off, very unlucky.
Do you
yesterday.
Take off your mask?
Yeah, there's no mask.
Your sleep apnea
there's
mask.
There's no CPAP role playing going on.
Where's the candle in the room?
Usually, great question. In the bathroom.
Well, that's too far away. Yeah. How's that?
It's still the candle helps. Light still comes into the bedroom,
right? And
all
then,
good. It's a system. I have a system.
All right. So you have the candle going. 9 miles away.
Yeah.
No, you dim the lights.
Yeah, lights are off. Yeah, so you just have the candlelight.
Some people, I think, when they skins, they leave the lights on.
Sure, yeah. Some do.
Yeah, I'm a lights off guy.
I think most people are lights off people.
JP, what are you?
Most are lights off.
Lights
off.
Right.
But I'll put the candle right by the nightstand.
Yeah, I don't usually have it like right close to the bed.
Are you afraid maybe it might start a fire?
You never know.
Right.
You never know where things go.
So much a lot of fear. Shaking and
you
stuff.
You just never know what. This right. is very awkward. Like, you just never know what's going to happen.
Right. Where are your kids usually when you're lighting the candle?
Asleep.
Right.
Where do you think they are?
It's a mood enhancer. That's all it is. You're setting your little romance.
I mean, I honestly don't know that I've ever done that in my lifetime.
What's the most romantic thing you've done candles. In the history of your long fruitful relationship with your wife?
You put him on the spot.
I mean, you bought her like a diamond earring.
Say I love you.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Is that pretty good?
That's pretty good.
No,
Jason did a romantic gesture a couple of years ago. He's never followed through.
What?
But his whole little scavenger hunt so that his wife would find out they're going to Nashville, which is never going to happen.
Never did.
Is that romantic?
Yeah, that's romantic. Oh. Can you do like a couple notes, and she had to like read one note
that's
and go to a different
really
spot?
Romantic.
Your wife doesn't want to pick
romance
Davis.
Means you're leading to skins. Yeah. That had nothing to do with skins.
No, it's romantic. No, it's a gesture.
He had a picture of like Javon Kearse.
No, it might have been.
I had a picture of who's the best player on the Preds.
Oh, P.K. Subban.
Yeah, I had a picture of P.K.
Yeah, the brother Lindsey Vonn is today.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I told you I replaced the Nashville trip with the Mobile trip.
Oh, that is such a downgrade.
That is a downgrade.
That's such
it's
a downgrade.
Go to the South, Richie.
No, you went to a football game.
No.
You took her to a football game.
Nashville is like a cool, like,
you took her to
city.
Senior Bowl.
I took her to a terrible football game.
You took her to a...
You're definitely part of the 60% F.
Probably. No, but I'll take her to dinner or I'll give her...
Okay,
I'll either
solid.
Take her to dinner or I'll give her a spa treatment.
You know what I...
And that's actually like the
My
list.
Wife loves spa treatments.
Those are two
loves
of the most popular
really?
Things.
Why don't you guys do a massage?
Couples massage.
Couples massage.
Because I don't want to, Richie.
Why not? It would be silly.
No, it wouldn't.
I love massages.
No, I wouldn't.
You don't
want
like
to do
massage? You like massages.
But you know how expensive couples massages are? I'm sure it depends on the place.
Probably $350.
There's a place in my neighborhood.
I'm doing that.
That I looked at the prices yesterday.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. They had first of all, they have like some package where you can get 5 hours. I don't know what the hell you're doing 5 hours
five
of massage.
Hours?
Yeah, for like women, they get pedicure, facial, whatever the heck they want. It was like $750.
That's nuts. Can't do that.
What about if UNT went to, where did Justin Gimelstob go? Remember he said back in the day when he was single, he went to that island where everybody goes.
Oh, hedonism.
Yeah, what if UNT.
Everybody's running around naked.
Had a free trip to hedonism.
Where is hedonism?
Jamaica.
But you got to be in the naughty side. Apparently there's a nice side and there's a naughty side.
Yeah, you know, like the movie Couples Retreat? I think you've seen that.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
Terrible movie.
No,
is that Jon Favreau?
Maybe when
and then you get, so you go to hedonism and you get a couples massage and the masseuse kind of leads you up into everything and then right at the moment then the masseuse leaves and then boom, fireworks.
Right. What do you think? You think that's even
you've
a possibility?
We watched too many of those videos.
Yeah.
Start with massages.
I'm giving a scenario out to the lurch.
Yeah, I've got more.
To the papa.
I've got other interests.
You'd rather take it to the senior ball.
Hey, you won't do this.
Go to Mobile.
EB, you won't do this next week. regardless of what the hell you do on Valentine's Day.
What day is Valentine's Day?
Next Thursday.
All right.
Just do the candle for the first time ever just to get the reaction so we can talk about it. Just have a candle set in the room, and when Dina comes in there at the end of the night.
You're assuming that all of a sudden there's going to be some sort of skin.
No, I'm not assuming that at all. I just want to see what the reaction is. Like,
she'd probably think I was lighting the house on fire. I was trying to get like an insurance payment or something.
But when you guys go upstairs to your room, or I don't know how.
Usually I abandon everyone and go to bed first.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Pop the melatonin.
Take a melatonin.
Now, JP,
snore and drool.
I
all
light
over.
Candles in my room,
right,
all the time.
Yeah,
I
but
love
it doesn't
candles.
Signal a duty or
it's
buns.
Not a signal, and she knows it's not a signal. I have candles all over the house.
Yeah.
I've got them in the kitchen. I've got them in the room.
What is the signal when it does occur?
I can't remember. There is no signal.
You know Haley's comment.
There's just no signal.
Does everyone dress up in their black sneakers and everything? And
yeah, just the hail bop?
Yeah.
I
mean,
I can't remember the signals back in the day.
Yeah. It's a shame.
It is what it is. That's life.
Yeah. Do you ever just harken back and go through
the evolution of life?
Right. Do you ever just look at your memories and no? It's just all dead behind
you.
Well,
I look at pictures. I don't look at memories.
Moving pictures.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, Red Sox highlights, EB.
Yeah,
that was a classic.
It's a shame, man.
That was a classic.
That's a shame.
I still need to get that film developed with the picture of you,
oh my God.
Me,
quit
and
talking
Robert.
About
hey,
it.
Hey, let's do something. Bring it in today, and I'll get it developed for you.
Do you know where it is?
Tomorrow, I mean.
Do you know
I think
where it
I
is?
Know where it is, yeah.
Bring it in tomorrow.
I've got a few rolls of film that I have no idea what's on them.
I would love to see that picture.
And those pictures are butthole.
And that's not Robert Smith who went to Ohio State.
No.
Different Robert Smith. Yeah. Guy who wrote Just
That's
Like Evan.
It's the ghoul, Robert Smith.
Yes, correct.
Is that the first time you saw cocaine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not with Robert Smith.
But it was that night.
It was that night.
In another room. One of our co-workers.
With another DJ.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
I didn't do the cocaine. I watched him do it. He offered me some cocaine. I said, nah, that's probably not my thing.
Right.
Didn't need a bump.
Radio
Probably
Insider.
The only time I've seen it.
I've never seen it. Hey, Radio T.W. Perry has been serving contractors, builders, and architects for over 100 years. Their full-service hardware stores and lumber yards are staffed by industry professionals and always stocked with top brands. On February 12th, T.W. Perry is hosting their annual Window and Door Expo in Fairfax, Virginia. Take advantage of training for contractors, including window and door installation, demos, architectural certified trainings. The T.W. Perry Window and Door Expo is free of charge and includes breakfast and lunch. Go to twperry.com for more info and to register today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, just a reminder, you can join Cakes on Saturday evening, 5 o'clock. He's going to be hanging out at Clyde's of Gallery Place. You can hang out and enter for a chance to win a trip to Fort Lauderdale to see your team take on Florida. Details at thefandc.com/events. So that is Saturday. The Cakes World Tour continues.
Cakes is always out. Brand new episode of Big Fat Winners is up and available at thesportsjunkies.com or on iTunes. Recapping the Super Bowl, recapping our season-long records, got into some college hoops. Really starting to get into college hoops now on the podcast because football is over. So,
you know,
check it out.
We had the baseball guest on the show earlier, and we never really talked about this amongst ourselves. Tyler Kepner joined us to give us the latest on Bryce Harper, and fine guest, but didn't really have any inside info on that. We didn't mention like all these changes they're talking about in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much okay with them all. I got a problem with the pitch clock, and I don't even really have a problem with the whole rule of a pitcher comes in and has to face three batters.
Like,
that's the way
like
it is.
That.
That's a terrible.
I don't
way
like that. Situational baseball. That's what makes it intriguing.
It still would be situational baseball.
Yeah, because
now you have to decide if you want to go to a pitcher for three batters.
No, because this is what the problem is. What if you you're up one in the bottom of the eighth, and there's two guys on, and your reliever comes in, and there's a man on, and your reliever comes in and walks the first two batters.
Yeah, what if he's pitching terribly?
Yeah, what if he can't throw a strike? You're forced to have him go out there.
Yeah, that's part of the strategy. This is part of the game. Like, if they make that the rule, then you have to have strategy around that rule. I don't have a problem with it.
What strategy can you use?
The strategy might be, maybe I don't want to bring in this donk.
Because he has a propensity to be
wild. If you knew he was going to throw balls, you wouldn't even have him on the roster. Some guys just don't have it that night.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
No, it takes a strategy out of it, I think. I think it's a bad
move. You're a baseball purist.
I don't have a problem with the DH. By the way, it's hypocritical. If you want to cut down the times of baseball games, and that's why they want to do this, adding the DH doesn't necessarily help. Because when a DH is replacing a pitcher, the odds of him extending an inning and added offense is much higher.
Pitcher is usually an automatic out.
Right. So that doesn't make any sense. Now, that helps with offense. I don't agree with the three batters. I don't think that'll pass.
Now, I do think the starting extra innings with a runner on second base, that just feels too goofy to me.
That's the international softball rule. That's stupid, too. I'll be honest, I don't have a problem with the times of the games. I don't care if Eric watches it. I don't care if Drab watches it. I don't care if my next-door neighbor watches it.
Right.
If I want to watch a game and it's too long, I'll turn it off.
Guess what? The problem that Major League Baseball is having is Cakes isn't watching, and EB's not watching, and I'm not watching.
No, well, that's not the problem. The problem is kids aren't watching.
Right.
Do you know one kid personally that says, man, I love baseball.
Because
I love watching
Because they're
baseball.
Playing video games.
Because I don't.
But they watch NBA, and they watch NFL.
Well, in my opinion, baseball is a much better product than the NBA.
It may be, but I don't think it's translating to younger eyeballs.
It's not.
And if you want that next generation filling your stadiums, you better find a way to get them involved.
Okay, but
your son is 14,
As a baseball fan, yeah. That doesn't affect me.
Cakes.
Because I know the games.
It doesn't
affect
you currently, but I'm saying it affects the game, the long-term health of the game going forward.
What's
going
to happen?
People stop going. They're already
going. The league isn't going to fold up.
I think tennis was down 5% last year.
Okay, that's
kind of alarming.
But as a baseball fan, as a purist, I'm still going to be able to watch the games. And if I want to go to a game, I can still go to a game.
Of course, you can do that with cricket as well. You could choose to watch and view whatever you want and go to whatever event.
Right, so you
that doesn't mean that the sport may not be declining. What he's saying is in the future, when his 15-year-old son, 14-year-old son?
14, yeah.
When he is 48, like Jason Bishop is.
Yeah.
What are all the 48-year-olds going to be doing? Are they going to be going to baseball games? Probably not. Does your son watch baseball?
Only if I bring him to a game.
Okay.
Other than
and
that,
my point
never.
Is, I
but
don't.
He watches
playoffs.
Other sports.
I bet he would watch playoffs.
No.
No, he doesn't.
No
Does he
interest.
Watch other sports?
Some. He's not that. My 21-year-old, Kurt, my oldest, loves college hoops, loves football. Baseball, he couldn't care less. It's just not. It's not.
Times
on a
they're probably
times
taking after
changed.
Their dad, though.
That could be partly,
part of it.
But that's the way it is with most kids. Like if you surveyed most kids, they're all playing fantasy football. They're all playing video games. You're right, but they're not really.
I mean, your son's
into baseball.
18. Would he sit down and watch like three innings of a Nats game?
He doesn't watch any sports. He likes to play them. He doesn't like to watch them.
That's part
but
of.
But my
problem.
Daughter does.
Yeah,
my daughter was like on the Nats. She would get updates on her phone anytime there's Nats news or a run score.
Right. My daughters love going to the games.
She has a baseball page like Jason did back in the day.
Yeah, oh, they'll watch a game with me. Oh, they won't watch nine innings.
With their dad, because it's an activity they do with their dad.
I don't care about the times of the games. It's fine.
I haven't done the survey, but I think more like teenagers, kids in their 20s, they're watching more European soccer than they're watching Major League Baseball.
You know what? Have at it. They can watch whatever they want.
I think that's true, but it's not necessarily. I don't know that you can ever speed up baseball to the point where it's going to satisfy today's youth.
True.
There's nothing you can do.
And by the way, why would they try?
It's a slow game by its
nature. Why
would
they institute the rule that you have to face three batters? Is that's the cut down on trips to the mound,
correct.
Bullpen? Okay, but if a guy struggles and puts three guys on, the inning's going to last forever because they're going to score more runs. Now, is that what you want? As you want your pitcher struggling and having to face three batters when you know there's another guy.
I just think
they
want less pitching changes overall. You're right. In some individual instances, it would mean more runs.
And I'm telling you, I don't think it'll help that much. Why don't you just change the game from
nine
innings?
I don't think you can change it that much.
Change the game from nine innings to seven.
It's a butt slow game.
That'd be amazing.
It's just always going to be a butt slow game.
But you know what? if you want your sport to be successful in the future, look, over time, the NFL has changed a lot. Like, people would say that the game looks a lot different than it did 25 years ago. And maybe it's been kind of slow, the moves that they made, where all of a sudden quarterbacks are way more successful than they were 25 years ago. But they have changed along the way.
Here's what might help, and I'm thinking off the top of my head, and I don't know the background on this, but when we had our guy from the New York Times on, Tyler Kepner. And is this the first time it's occurred? I have no idea for background. That last year there were more strikeouts than hits? How often does that happen? That doesn't sound very good.
That's been a trend where guys are striking out more and more.
No one wants to see a bunch of Ks.
There's less contact. There's less action than ever before.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to change it. I can't call my buddy, but an acquaintance. Michael Schwimmer played for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
And I can't remember his exact, he had like some radical ideas too about like strike zone and things like that. Like, they may have to go that way. If there's less and less action for kids to see, you sit through an inning and there's barely any balls hit on the field.
Yeah, I agree. But generally speaking, the sport is what it is.
Yeah, you got to deal with the length of the game.
It's kind of like golf.
I just think you'd get used to it. I understand what you're saying, and we're all lifelong baseball fans to an extent. It dramatically would change things if all of a sudden you put in a pitcher and you're not allowed to take him out for three batters. But if that's the rule, eventually you get used to it.
It's a stupid rule.
The manager's got to decide, do I want to go with this guy for a minimum of three batters?
Okay, I'm just wondering, what is baseball trying to do? Are they trying to cut down the times of games, or do they want more offense?
I think they're trying to cut down
the times. You can't do both.
I think they would want both.
You can't do both. 9-8 games takes as long as a 3-2 game when you have a billion pitching changes.
No, more batters does take more time generally, but if you're decreasing the pitching changes, which take 2 or 3 minutes and there's long commercial breaks, that's longer than a couple extra batters.
Takes more 2 or 3 minutes for a pitching change.
Right.
That probably takes 5 minutes.
I don't mind subtle changes, drastic changes like that. You're changing the sport, and I'm against it.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Before our time, but maybe it happened during our lives. Used to not be a 3-point line. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a 3-point line. Now the game is all 3 points.
It's practically ruined.
There used to not be a shot clock in college.
Can you imagine?
We used to watch four corners basketball.
That was horrible. He's not saying basketball.
I don't think that
is adverse to any change.
Yeah, again,
but that's a pretty
just
radical change in that sport. Yeah. And you're right.
Well, I could argue 3-point line is ruined basketball.
A team would be up by like 5 points and then with 10 minutes to go.
He's passed ball around. I would want to drive off a cliff watching that. Are you kidding me?
Now we get, because of 3-point line, we got 7-footers shooting threes.
You're asking me what I thought about it. All right. If they institute it, I'll certainly get used to it. I just think it's drastic and I don't agree with it.
Yeah. All right, real quick, let's ban a couple of these calls. I know we gotta go. Let's go to our girl Anna. Anna used to babysit for Joey Sindelar,
correct.
I believe.
Correct.
And caddy, by the way, come on, EB, I caddied.
All right, I said babysit.
By the way, you would have been the hottest caddy out there.
Did she send us a pic? I can't remember. She did, right?
Yes, she did.
She did.
Yeah, you got a couple.
Well, we stalked. We also stalked you.
Cake said he wants more.
He did.
I said
he did.
I think I saw a picture. She came out to an appearance. She posted like a picture with you and a Lurch.
I never met her.
Yeah.
I did? I got it. I got
good
Alzheimer's.
Memory.
I got Alzheimer's. Go ahead, Anna.
So I wanted to call Monday, but with the Super Bowl, it kind of got lost, but I mean, come on, amazing TV on Sunday with Ricky's win, right?
I agree. I'm with
Take
you.
Your word for it.
No claps over here.
100% correct.
Oh my God. So here's the thing, like at our house, if somebody had been watching from outside, you would have thought the Super Bowl was on from 3 to 6
with
our reaction,
right.
And the golf was on from 6 to 10.
Right,
100 times more riveting than the football game for sure.
Agreed.
It was amazing. And do you agree with me too? I think he won that tournament with the putt on 11.
Ricky,
yes? You need to save the double or the triple bogey.
The 20-foot putt.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Right,
I agree. That was
amazing.
Huge.
Hey Anna,
just that, but Brandon Grace pooped his pants in the last 3 holes.
He did. He choked. When he figured out where he was, he choked.
Yeah. Anna, when was the last time you and your husband utilized a candle?
He always goes to that.
A candle. Yeah, oh, like, well, you were talking about what, like the ambiance candle?
Yeah, like an ambiance, like when you know,
a mood setter.
Yeah, you know, like Cakes and Amy.
We don't need that mess. We don't need all that.
Yeah, see.
No, it's good. Lurch.
Yeah.
Fish Papa.
Yeah.
So a good place you can take tea is where they have the waste management tournament. It's a Fairmont, and it is bazilli. It's a beautiful hotel, amazing spa. So tea would love it. And you could go to the waste management.
Yeah, you can just tee it up and get hammered on the 17th hole.
Leave her at the spa, get a massage.
I've been invited to the waste management. I don't know if I can hang with all those drunkards for 4 days.
They get there butt early.
They get there at 5:30 in the morning. They drink until 6 at night.
Yeah, booty. It's so good. It's because it's a garbage tournament. The garbage guys know what they're doing.
They do.
Anna, before you were a babysitter for a PGA
a nanny.
Tour golfer.
She was a nanny, basically.
Or nanny.
Yeah.
Whatever you were. Yeah. Were you a golf fan, or did you become a golf fan because you had this relationship?
Well, the family lived up the hill from my parents. So, like, I grew up in a very, very small town in upstate New York. Everybody knew this guy. Like, it's a local celebrity. So, by default, I grew up paying attention. We grew up going to Hilton Head. So, the Heritage, we would go to the Heritage's kids.
Gotcha.
Hilton Head. So, it was
pretty much a huge golf market your whole life. Right, Anna, we got to run.
Thank you, Anna.
I love you guys.
Thanks for calling, Anna. Thank you. We love Anna.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to Bruce real quick. I don't want Valdez to cry.
We love
Anna. He's got to be quick.
Okay. Good morning, Junkies.
Good morning, Bruce.
I have a nice one to make. I did not win the lottery generator.
That's a good one.
Hey, Bruce, we love you. We're up against the break. We got to go. Have a great weekend, pal.
Okay. All right, boy.
Okay. We love you.
Call next week.
All right. How many times today did you hit the lottery generator?
Only 20 or 30 times.
Takeathon.com.
I think out of 20 times, we hit the number one spot once.
I'm doing it 100 times tomorrow.
Right, gotta get out of here.
I'm feeling sick already.
For Bish, KXCV, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.